the Arockalypse. Now, I was blazing toward Shiprock, New Mexico. I'd been chewing on peyote. I scored from a biker named Hopi Joe. I tossed my lunch about 1 hour ago. Now I'm really enjoying the show. I'm traveling down the highway about 110. I looked in the mirror to see where I had been. And shadowing me, like the CHP, were 100 ravens or more. A couple dozen flew up on my left, a couple dozen more on my right. The rest of those evil birds flew overhead, messing with my vision and sight. Those evil birds have been following me, seem like a long, long time. When the closest one winked at me and flew on by, and the rest of that murder splattered me from there behind, and all 100 landed up on a highway sign, and I was northbound on Route 666. That sent a chill down my spine like the quills from a dozen porcupines. Straight up ahead was a dead deer in the road, with 5 vultures picking it from head to toe. And on the other side was a coyote and a rattlesnake, and they were giving their all for some 2-legged horny toad. I got so nervous, I got so scared, I turned on the radio just to calm my nerves. And streaming to me as clear as could be was Radio Free Paradoxy Celestial Radio, when a preacher man named Holiday came on to say, "Have you read the basic instructions before leaving Earth?" I thought to myself, I haven't read one page since my birth. He came back on to say to do a random act of kindness to the next beings you see. And I thought to myself, how difficult could that really be? So right around the corner, and sure as could be, were 2 very well-dressed beings, and they were waving to me. I pulled on over, said, "Get inside. I'll take you where you want to go. I'll give you a ride." One in the back, I didn't get much of a look, but the one in the front I knew quite well. He went by the name of Lucky Lou, but he's also known as Satan to most of you. The one in the back introduced himself, said his name was H.S. Yahweh, the Holy Spirit, also known as the Holy Ghost to most. I said to them, "What brings you out this fine day?" And both of them together, and this is what they had to say, "We're putting the fate of the whole human race in the hands of 2 rock and roll bands." I said, "Where are you going to put this concert event for the fate of humanity?" They said, "Four Corners Monument," and off we went. When we arrived, there were the 4 horsemen. And they were trading in their steeds and tack for electric guitars, Hi-Wah Marshalls, and Fender amps. I looked at them both and said, "What is the name of your show?" And they both spoke together in unison and said, "Rock Revelations number 696. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Arockalypse."